let's learn in the letters Rebbe of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1747. Baruch Hashem, dated Beis Menachem of Toshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. The Rebbe said, "It was with pleasantness I received your letter, but there is no date on it. And you write that till the present, you hadn't had the opportunity to receive an influence so that you should be able to learn Chassidus and acquire good character traits. But now he has been awakened, he has been aroused by watching the great Chassid with the titles, Reb Menachem Mendel Shmuel Dovid Sheyichya Alevi Reichik. He was a shaliach in the old time, still in California, in Los Angeles. And he says, he writes to the Rebbe, when I reflect and see how his conduct, he says, I get additional desire and yearning to connect myself to the tree of life, which is the inner part of Torah and the teaching of Chassidus, and you're asking a blessing for this. So basically, he watches this Chassid, how beautiful he is, and the beautiful character traits, so he wants to now sort of join the club, be part of it. So the Rebbe says, I have already said the words of our sages of blessed memory. Yogaiti umotsosi taimin. If a person says, I will put in effort, and then they find we can believe him. Since you have a desire, you have a yearning, and a wish you for the above, for sure you will find what you are seeking. But don't become scared, don't become impacted if you're not going to reach it all at once. You're not all of a sudden going to become a tzaddik, you know, all of a sudden. It is the way of holiness. You go it slowly, a little bit of a time. At is written with regards to the physical conquering of Eretz Yisrael. Hashem said, Blessed Hashem says, La'at, la'at, agarshenem b'panecha. Little by little I will chase them away from you. When the Jews conquered Israel, they didn't, all the land, all the goyim left all of a sudden. But the Eberster did it a little bit at a time, slowly but surely. And the same thing is when we're talking about conquering the spiritual Eretz Yisrael. That means that when a Jewish person wishes to consecrate, make his order of his life holy, so just like Israel physically is a holy land, that means you want to make yourself holy, you want to make yourself like an Israel, like an Eretz Yisrael. So also the order of your life will be a holier one than the other people in your surrounding. So how is the order? It goes slowly but surely. Slow and steady, you will chase it away. La'at, la'at, agarshenu. So that you go from strength to strength, from step to step, but slowly, slowly. And yet, since that you are guaranteed that at the end you will reach your goal, so even when you start your work, it has to be with true joy, because it's not that it's only lacking effort and time. In other words, you will become a chassid, and you will become a fear of heaven, and also the roads and the vehicles are articulated and detailed in many, many sefarim, the holy books, in the booklets, in the maimorim. But first and foremost, strengthen yourself in the three classes, the three scheduled learning classes, which is equal for every person that were instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. And they are saying the portion of Tehillim as the way it's been divided into the month every day after Shachris, after the morning prayers. Number two, to learn the portion of Chumash with Rashi of the weekly Torah portion, of the Seder of the week. And number three, the portion of Tanya as it's been divided up to the days of the year. And also setting up times every day to learn the revealed part of Torah and also the study of Chassidus. Each one and one according to their standing and their situation, how they can understand, their grasping. How and best also would be to give every day in the morning before davening either a penny or two for tzedakah. And of course, Rebbe says, without a vow, li neder. And it is my strong hope that when you do the above, so you, it will begin to shine the light of the tree of life in your soul, and your spirit and your soul will be illuminated by that light, and you will go from strength to strength. And I thank you if you will notify me good news about this bibracha. So here you have this individual saying to the Rebbe, Rebbe, I want to be a chassid. And the Rebbe tells him that you need to know that this takes time so that you can't just expect it to happen. Don't become distracted or discouraged when you see that it's taking, because that's the way to conquer Eretz Yisrael physically, and that's the way to conquer your own Eretz Yisrael to become a place which is your life, a holy life. But you can do it with joy because you know at the end you will succeed. But the Rebbe says you got to start from where? These three main shiurim of the previous Rebbe instituted, which is the Tehillim, the Chumash, and the Tanya. And that's known as Chitas, Chumash, Tehillim, Tanya. And the Rebbe adds to set up some time to learn revealed and Chassidus teaching, and to give a penny or two for tzedakah. The Rebbe says, you will put this effort, your guide to matzasi. If you put the effort in, you will succeed.